Good afternoon. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Adam Friedland Show podcast. Adam is out. He is away at I think either Detroit or Boston. If you're in Detroit or Boston, check the listings at your local theater and see if Adam is there. And then also check out Dan Soder's special On the Road. I invited him to come back because he wanted to come on last week to promote, but the timing worked out. He could only be on the Patreon episode at patreon.com/TAFS. If you happen to be coming here because you saw Dan Soder's special and you're like, wow, I wonder if this guy's done anything else. He has. The only other thing he's done, in fact, is last week's premium episode of the Adam Friedland Show podcast, which you can go to patreon.com. It's $25 a month. Nothing, basically.
Nothing.
It's less than car insurance, and you can get a single episode of a podcast. So please check that out. If it's the reverse, go see Dan. Go check On the Road, Dan Soder special on YouTube. I think it's blowing up. That's what I hear.
Is it?
I don't know. I have to be kept off the internet now.
But with a handler?
Yeah, basically. I'm it's like the internet is another cat that they've moved into the apartment.
Yeah.
And so now I have my own room, I got my own litter box, and I can smell it. I know it's out there and it's pissing me off.
Yeah.
But I can't see it and I don't, I.
You stay off it. You have somebody who does all of it.
Yeah, Kyla manages kind of everything for me.
What happens if you go on there? I deleted Twitter.
It's such a fucking waste of time. It's not even like, especially as I get older. It's like I have...
Every time I see you, you say, especially as I get older, and every time I see you, you've moved into a further stage of grandpa. The hat you have on now, the beard.
Well, I'm wearing these pants. These were just in the office. I'm wearing these because I got too fat for the pants that are probably on the floor.
Are you getting fat? Because you have...
I'm always sort of kind of... I stay within the same 10-pound window, but it's like I get fat in a way that my pants just don't fit. But it's like it takes the weight moves from my shoulders to just like my zipper area.
I wasn't talking about the Ferrari pants. I was talking about the sun hat in a dark, dark room. That's what I was referring to.
Well, it was raining yesterday. I don't know if it was going to rain again today.
Oh, yeah. A rain hat.
So I'm trying to get the stopwatch going here so we know how long this episode goes. So, yeah, Jordan Jensen joining us. And I guess we'll get this is like the regular... podcast or any plugs you want to get out of the way?
I'm going to be in...
We'll do them again at the end, too.
Okay, I'm going to be in Sacramento coming up, Boston.
That's a shithole.
No.
Sacramento?
Sacramento is.
Yes.
But the punchline is, I like it.
Oh, I've never been to that club.
But you know those... You've done the Portland one, the...
Punchline Portland?
What's the one you did where you got the... Is it the helium? The one with the big backdrop painted behind you? Where is
that's
that?
That's helium.
That is helium?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the punchline. I've done it before. I do remember liking it. It's Caitlin Plufo shot her special there. Actually, you guys should all go check that out. It's called Dirty Bird. She's very funny.
Check out. There are so many comedy specials now. That's what I mean by I got to stay offline.
I have a plug. What? I'm about to drop something called The Death Chunk. And it's just 15 minutes of material all about my dad's death, wanting to kill myself. It's just death. It's all death.
Mm-hmm.
It's not jokes I'm putting in the new hour that's coming out next year. It's all just stuff that's morbid. So if you're into that kind of shit, look out for that. Subscribe to my YouTube for Death Chunk.
Okay.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many. YouTube is all stand-up comedy now. You know, it's funny, and I'll plug this, and it's going to sound like I'm making fun of this lady, and I am,
okay.
But I'm not, it's like a genuine, the only goal of a comedian is to be funny, you know?
Of course.
And I will say she accomplishes that, but there, when I was an Austin comedian, when I was, 19, 20, 21, Seth Cockfield put me on to her, but she's a Louisiana comic, the Cajun queen of comedy, Caroline Picard. And I used to just get high and laugh, because she started stand-up when she was 40, and so her stand-up was all just, like, shitting on young people. But, like, there was one video I would watch. I would go to her Facebook page and I would watch it.
Facebook page?
Yeah, at the time.
That's awesome.
At the time, yeah. And I would just get high and laugh because the premise of the joke was, like, she was also very foul-mouthed. So it was, like, she'd be like, They're talking about I got an iPhone. I'd like to see you use rotary dial, you fucking dumb bitch. Just like, fuck you. Try to use a rotary dial phone, you fucking piece of shit.
Your fingers can't even move in a circle can they?
You probably wouldn't even know what to do, you fucking moron. And it was just like this angry rant against...
Try using a chisel. Yeah. Try using a chisel and a pickaxe. I dare you.
Yeah, I know. It's just like it came across like nobody... Like there was no art. Like nobody was condescending towards you. You just got angry at the iPhone and now you're mad at children.
Yeah, that's like pre-crowd work rage without crowd work.
And then she's doing well in the video. But like, like Cockfield would be like, look at this lady. And he would shit on her. And then, I don't know, the other night I was like, I wonder what Carol, I wonder, is she still alive? Because like, you know, she was, and then she's blowing up, dude.
No way.
Her shit, yeah, because she was like a cruise comedian. But like, you know, there used to be like, you know, there was just that ecosystem. Like comedy's so big now. But yeah, her fucking, like, she gets a lot of engagement on social media.
Our Carrie was a cruise ship comedian. Uh-huh. Now he's the biggest comic in the world.
But I was watching it and I like legitimately, I mean, it is funny. It's just like, she's a 75-year-old woman that's like, I mean, she's talking about like.
White or black?
I don't know. She's Cajun, so worse, both.
Yeah.
Worse.
Than worse.
Whatever, like, just, like, whatever, that there's, like, I'm not going to say white and then black, but pick one you
white,
like more.
Black, worse.
Whatever,
it's worse.
One and two, I got no input on what's, but three is Cajun.
Three is Cajun.
If you had to rank the races.
Yeah, yeah.
So
okay.
She's the third one. Okay. And, but yeah, I mean, it's like a 73-year-old woman that's like, I got to spray WD-40 in my pussy these days, you know.
Yeah, just, I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm close to that.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, yeah, it always made me chuckle, but I was looking for that rotary dial phone bit because it's like that is such antiquated technology. Even like fucking 10 years ago or whenever I'd watch that video, like who are these audience members that are like, yeah.
Yeah.
Thomas Edison's telephone.
I like when people get mad. Nathan McIntosh flips out at the audience for the existence of AI.
Mm-hmm.
And I like watching that because nobody's fighting him on it at all, but he is losing his mind. It's the best.
Uh-huh.
He's super funny.
Oh, he is funny, yeah.
I love meltdowns. I love a good
But he's always kind of meltdown. That's just like, that's always.
Where he goes,
You would go into Caroline's and you would like hear, like, and that's the world we're living in. That's what it is. Okay, fine by me. No problem. And then you go in the showroom and there's no one in the audience. He's on stage. He's just like, it's just Wednesday.
It's just one
p.m.
child just getting hit with the wind.
Yeah, just some kid with a learning disability waiting for the YouTuber that's headlining that night. I'm here to see Upbeat Mike.
Have you ever opened for a YouTuber? I've opened for you.
I am a YouTuber. That's
You're
what,
not.
Well, no, that's what I say. It's like crazy. I go do stand-up now, and I remember, I tell these young guys when I'm giving unsolicited advice in the green room, I've turned into like a freak. I can't imagine what it's like to be with me in a green room. If you're like a 23-year-old comic, and then this like weird rat man comes in, and you're like, yeah, he has a podcast called Come Shit or something. I don't know. And then I go bomb. You do well, and then I bomb after you. And then I'm like, is there a good place to get rice around here? Whatever, insane. I'm high on kratom. You just have to deal with that. And then you go to the bar where like the local comics hang out with. They're like, how's that? And you're like, I don't know. It's bad.
He kept demanding kombu seaweed.
I feel like I should be able to me too him for what's happening. But it doesn't translate. I can't be like, yeah, he kept retying his shoes. Is that sexual assault? I don't know what, it just feels bad at being around him. But anyways... I feel like that. It's like when I remember being a young comic and there would be, you know, and they'd be like nice guys, but you'd be working with headliners who were just like LA guys that got on it. They were actors mostly and they got on a sitcom or something, you know, and they're like, okay, I want a headline also. And because they were on a sitcom, they'd go headline, then they wouldn't have an act. I mean, it would just be dog shit. And then, you know, you'd like thumb your nose at it. You're like, yeah, fucking bits and doing sets and grinding and being a comedian. And then...
Have meltdowns after you bomb or do you just
walk? No, I don't care, yeah. No.
You just walk off?
No, I just go, no matter what happens, I'll go outside and I'll be like, yeah, if you want to come say hi. And there's always like, it'll probably dry up eventually, but there's always like, you know, guys that like the podcast that have been waiting for years to just repeat things from the podcast to me.
Yeah.
And then I'll just, I'll be like, hey, how's it going?
You know? What do they look like? I get Mullen fans. You
kinda,
can tell, Mullen fans are like small Jewish. Smart, but then they have like a little sinister thing. B and Ian people are like gored coming out, and they're like, you make me feel like I'm a person. And I'm like, I don't think you should feel that way.
Yeah. Well, to answer your question, no matter what, I mean, I really, it's like I could just go do the just say hi to people because there's no pressure. It's like the easiest thing in the world. And then people come up to me, they're like, I bet you hate this. I'm like, no, this is the best part.
Well, you were the one who changed me because I never did meet and greets. Mm-hmm. And you, who you could hit with a brick in the face and you'd be like, it's fine. You were like, I do meet and greets. And I was like, no way that you of all people do them. So then I started doing them and it is the best part. It rules. Yeah. It like is the reason to do it.
You don't have to do anything. It's like the easiest thing in the world.
That's what I would do.
It's like saying hi to people at a wedding.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. It's not like saying hi to people at the wedding. It's like when the wedding leaves at the end, it's like good game, good game, good game, good game. It's like that. It's quick and dirty.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. That's.
Do you have a person that keeps them going?
No, I don't do that. Sometimes a club will do that.
You need to keep them going. Don't you have people walk up to you and they go like this? This is my least favorite thing.
Dude, this just happened. I was in Columbus and I hadn't been on the road in a while.
Yeah.
So I was like talking to people after the show and the last show.
Now I'm imagining you at a wedding with just the rice being thrown to
Rick. Yeah. The last show, like I went on, like there was one night where like because I didn't pay attention to time, but I was talking like the line took an hour and 45 minutes after the show.
Yeah.
To like get through everybody.
Oh yeah, you texted me about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about it, and then I'm like, Jesus Christ! And then I guess because it's annoying for the wait staff. The wait staff doesn't want to have to fucking wait around for that. And like I think other times they can cut you loose, but. And I don't even know. I mean, I feel. Anyways, you know, you pull part of your pay for the wait staff, so you distribute it, and then it's.
You do that, right? You just say take out this much.
I don't want to be like, and then I pay them X amount.
Yeah.
But the fucking so like there's a total of, like there's a per fucking wait, you know, like
server.
Hey, pull X for each, you know, like wait, every wait staff that worked this weekend, pull X amount of money for each one.
Yeah.
The manager misunderstood me. And thought the per waiter amount was the total amount to
distribute. So like $5?
So everyone got a tip of like a dollar from me. And then he went around.
Oh.
I'm assuming that, he went around and he's like, hey, this is from, I mean, it's like grandpa's number. And then afterwards, it's like, it looked like one of them was like just shooting daggers at me. And I'm like, I guess it's because I thought, because the line like took too long. And then I realized afterwards when I got the settlement, I'm like, oh, just like a quarter was distributed to everybody.
Yeah, a little tuppence.
In my name. Yeah, right.
That's I have people come up and they go like this. They think they're being cool because they're like, I don't want a photo.
Yeah.
And then they just stand and they're like, just stand there in front of you. And you're like, this is way worse. We need something to do here. And they're like, I just want to say hi. And I'm like, I don't, I can't. And then they just stare for a while and you have no way of getting out of it because you can't be like, well, want a photo?
No, most people are normal. Okay, I mean, you know.
No, you don't. The Bianian people are basement dwellers. They do not come above ground except for to go to a podcast.
Sometimes people are like very drunk and then.
Yeah,
and
you're
then I'll
used
have sympathy
to get
for that because I've been drunk, you know, so like I get it, but it is like.
Yeah.
You know,
I am grateful every time there's a Come Town fan in the Bianian fans.
And anytime
I'm
talking to somebody really drunk, I'm always thinking about like, how can I talk to you tomorrow morning? You know, I'm thinking about like, you're going to wake up and you're going to be humiliated.
I do that too.
What can I say now so that tomorrow you're like, oh, it wasn't that bad.
Especially with women. Women come up and they're like, you're fine, and I have a Down syndrome baby, and you, it's totally fine that you make fun of him, and I just want you to know I love him. I wish I didn't have him. And you're like, don't do this.
Oh, wow.
Don't say that did happen.
I finally resisted the urge to do matching. Like, sometimes I'll be like, I gotta buy a shirt. I'm like, should I buy the same pair, the accompanying pair of pants? I only go to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. And it was a big for me to buy green pants and a white shirt. And I did that like 2 weekends ago. Instead of a white shirt and white pants, or green top, green bottom. I bought the...
I don't know how your brain works. I never walk into a store and see two matching things.
I resisted the urge to do that.
And then, you getting matching pants?
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Like sweatpants?
Like literally, I mean, you know, I have the top to this tracksuit in the back.
Yeah.
But yes, matching hoodie and sweatpants.
You wear that on stage?
I did.
Yeah.
But I did white top, green bottom, and I'm like, good for me. And then somebody told me I look like Peter Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, all right, well, maybe I should have matched then.
I didn't know you wear full matching sweatsuits.
I would prefer to, yeah. Why not? They're the same cut. It's like, what goes with green? Well, probably green. It's just
probably
more
the
green.
Same green made from the same factory out of the same piece of cloth.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'll do that.
Why not?
That's what I do. I just get the same, exact same. So that's how it is. I am with everything. I can't do the same thing over and over. I feel like I'm going to, I feel like I'm.
I feel like I just feel sick all the time. So I'd prefer to be comfortable.
Why are we sick all the time? You're the only person I know who gets sick like me.
Yeah, but it's the respiratory stuff went away. I think since I got my fucking, which the surgery failed, but they did have to do like a bunch of cleaning and stuff. And my gum's not bleeding anymore. And
what is that from?
What? Gum recession?
Yeah.
I think I've already discussed this on the show
multiple times.
So I don't want to bore, you know, the people who's time
wasting. How's it
I'm
doing
wasting.
Now?
What's that?
How's it doing now?
It's fucked up. It's still receded. It's the where it was.
Okay.
You know, but it's not like it was inflamed and bleeding, and I probably could have just gotten it like they're gonna have to repeat the they're gonna do the surgery again in like 2 months.
And what, like activate it? Activate the.
No, they'll do like it'll be slightly different because they did the graft, but it didn't get any root coverage, and then most of the donor tissue died.
Just slap a Zyn on it.
What? Good.
Just put a little Zyn down there.
Yeah, I really don't. I really don't know what to do because I was already brushing and flossing, and it would still get infected.
I'm convinced that the flossing is a myth. I mean, flossing is good, but how much they want you to do it? Crazy.
I think you do need to do it. Because, like, do you ever, like, just floss? If you don't floss regularly, you'll floss, and stuff will come out of there, and you'll be like, oh, that's from breakfast. No, it's from 6 months ago.
Yeah, but twice a day is just slamming them up.
I think you're only supposed to do once a day.
Okay.
And you're supposed to floss gently. You shouldn't, like, fuck your gums up. Because a lot of people, their gum recession is caused by brushing too hard.
I'm about to get Invisalign, so I'm gonna talk like this.
That might cause gum recession.
They're giving it to me because of gum recession, because this is sunken in, so I look like white trash.
Go see a periodontist and not an orthodontist.
What's a periodontist?
A periodontist is a gum doctor. The dentist does the teeth, the periodontist does the gums, the orthodontist changes the shape of your teeth.
Imagine being a gum doctor. Imagine going to school for just the gums.
Well, it's the other way. You start, like, the dentists go to school for just the teeth, and then if you go to additional school, you can do the gums and the teeth.
And they're specialized, and they get a lot of money?
Yeah, I think you make a little bit more money, yeah, because they do a lot of surgeries and stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The anesthesiologist is the one that's the best. The guy who just comes in, like, drives into the hospital in a race car.
The Mad Hatter. If I was an anesthesiologist, I would wear a top hat. Like the big kind of goofy.
Yeah, but what they do is they wear, like, clothes. Full Patagonia to your doctor's appointment with, like, a watch. And they're like, what's up? And then they leave and they take all your money.
Yeah, it's because they need a guy to be responsible if things get fucked up.
I don't think he's responsible. I think he's drunk a lot of the times.
The
he's just like a bro. Yeah, he looks like a finance kid.
Wasn't that an episode of House?
A drunk
anesthesiologist. They figured it out. It was like, oh, it was the anesthesiologist that killed him. That was probably a pretty lazy episode of House.
Yeah.
Or what am I thinking of?
Monk. Remember Monk?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
And he was like, mentally, like he was like
OCD.
Yeah, he had a problem.
Yeah. Why do you keep looking at that? Do you have news to read?
We do. We have today's episode is sponsored by our good friends over at Lucy. Lucy is, you pack a lip of Lucy. It's a tobacco-free nicotine product. And this one is, now they make gum, they make the pouches, and then they make a thing called Breakers, which is a pouch that it has an additional little like thing in that you can bite, and it releases a secondary flavor. So similar to, I don't know if it doesn't say that you can't say Camel Crush, but that's like sort of the same idea.
It crushes in your gum?
No, you just bite the packet.
I'm going to get into dipping.
Are you? Well, you should get into Lucy because there's no tobacco, which means that it doesn't, can I say this, cause cancer. I don't see that, yeah.
Meanwhile, your face is falling off. Well, meanwhile, your gum is sliding off your face. You're like, take Lucy.
Well, it's not from this shit. No. I don't, you know. I don't
see this.
Yeah. It's good. You can try it. It's difficult to open because it looks like... Here, let me show you something.
I see.
No. That's where you put the spent ones. It took me like 20 minutes to figure out how to open this thing. We had a lot more. We had the gum. When we do the reads, usually I just have the gum. The gum I like. That's fine. I don't like putting something in my lip. Even though it is just nicotine, it does still feel like naughty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You're not vaping anymore?
Nope.
Here's my question.
No, I quit in October.
How'd you do that?
I just stopped. I mean, that's the thing with any kind of, like, there's no trick to quitting any substance. You just do it, and then it sucks for the rest of your life. You know, it'll suck maybe a little bit less, but
you feel better?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't feel better being sober. I don't feel as bad as I did when I was hungover, but, I mean... You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm just like...
What about the vegan thing?
What about it?
Did you give it up?
Yeah, a while ago.
Which felt better, vegan or not vegan?
I cannot tell the difference.
Really?
Yeah, I have no... I don't think I'm real. I don't think I'm fucking...
I think I'm
like there's like a simulation happening somewhere.
The matching sweatpants. I didn't think that until the matching sweatpants.
Yeah.
Also, the one time that I was telling you about something synchronistic that happened and you were like, that shit just hits me like a wave like 9 times a day.
What do you mean?
Like, I was telling you about some weird synchronicity that was happening out there, and you're like, yeah, that's just my life 100% of the time. And I was like, oh, maybe you are in a simulation.
Okay, so Lucy is intelligent nicotine, and there's a way to do this.
Let me try.
Yeah, so this part on the top, that's where you put the spent ones.
Which is good.
Which, probably one of the grossest things, and this is a piece of hot gossip, exclusive to this Lucy ad read. Years and years ago, when Kurt and Sherrod had that show on Sirius, I would go hang out with them, and I wound up at a bar with them and Ann Coulter. And Ann Coulter puts her chewed up gum back in the package and folds the tin foil.
Okay, I have to tell you something.
Yeah.
I do that.
Oh, okay. Well, you're a fucking freak.
Where are we supposed to put it? There's still the tin foil in there.
You wrap it up. Anywhere.
I'm not going to throw it on the street. It'll get stuck on somebody's shoe. I'm going to put it back in the thing.
Yeah, okay.
I do that.
I'm imagining that she's saving it for later. I don't think Ann
Coulter's... That's crazy.
Ann Coulter's not like, oh, but somebody's shoe. Anyways, fuck Mexicans. You know what I mean? It's like, there's no... She doesn't... She's not
She's not saving it like a Jew. She's not doing that. She's not squirreling it away.
First of all, I didn't say like a Jew.
Sorry.
So let's not turn it into an anti-Semitic thing.
But
that
she's
I'm
not...
Implying.
She's not saving money. You know?
Just accusing somebody of anti-Semitism for making a comment on anyone being cheap.
Yeah.
That's pretty, whoa. Easy there, Mr. Holocaust.
My dad used to do like this with his gum, roll it up into a ball with his hands and it would get covered in dirt and then he'd put it right on the dashboard.
Who would do that?
My father.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He would just roll up his gum like that?
It was
that?
Everywhere. Little balls everywhere. Cigarette butts and little balls of gum.
Dude, that's insane.
It's insane. It's
disgusting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like to keep them just right on the anus, tip of the anus.
Yeah.
Because they kind of, it plugs in there, and they sort of kind of look the same. Chewed up gum and a, yeah. So anyways, they got the breakers, which are nicotine pouches with a tiny capsule inside. The capsule contains a liquid flavor that saturates the pouch before it's even in use. You break it with your teeth, get it situated, and boom, instant nicotine release whenever you need it. So it doesn't... I guess it's not only does it change the flavor a little bit or make it more intense, the breakers, but it gives you the nicotine bump right when you need it. So Lucy is made for your nicotine routine and delivered straight to your door. It's 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. As I said, they've got pouches, breakers, or gum. You can get it through 2 milligrams and 12 milligrams. And I recommend starting at the bottom because when they...
12?
Well, when they sent it to us, I was like, yeah, give us the fucking 12. Let's try it, you know?
You have to take the sticky off.
Yeah, that's nuts. 12 is, I think if you're taking 12 milligrams, you're like an offshore,
Is it 8 milligrams?
Yeah.
I can't do that. I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. Start with the two,
we'll
work
see
your way
what
up.
Happens.
4 to 8 is more likely to satisfy you if you have an everyday nicotine routine. 12 might be for you if you've been underwhelmed by the effects of other nicotine pouches. And what that means is yeah, you're in a white supremacist prison gang.
Yeah.
And you need to be awake probably 22 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know,
because
you rob trucks or something. I don't know who 12 milligrams is for.
Meth.
But they have it. That's an option available for you. If you're a normal person, 4 to 2 milligrams, probably. 2 to 6, let's say that. Save yourself the weekly gas station stop and sign up for a monthly subscription. You can save 15% off, no commitment. You can cancel any time. And I love that. I love that everything's a subscription now.
There's that's a heartbeat great. In my gum where it's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably just from the pressure. That means your body loves...
It feels like it's cattle burning the inside.
Your body's like, oh, wow, this is good.
It's really...
The heartbeat...
I have 8 milligrams.
Look,
crazy.
The heartbeat is... That's like the... That's power... You know, that's a good thing. That's love. Considerations / ideas / prompts. What is your favorite Lucy flavor?
Apple.
Apple. Apple's a good one. I already said what strength I prefer. The normal people ones. You know, 2 to 6. Not to discriminate against anybody that might need 12 milligrams.
Not to discriminate anybody on loads of meth.
Yeah, right.
Currently.
When do you throw in your Lucy? It helps with...
going to the mall.
Yeah, creative stuff when you're trying to pick out an outfit and you don't want to match.
Find your car.
Yeah. Midday slump at the golf course post-coffee. Now, midday slump, that is certainly something I can relate to. I'm good in between the hours of 4 a.m. and 9 a.m.
I got a dog, so I've been napping.
Yeah?
I'm all about the nap now.
Why do you need a dog?
Oh, get a dog to sleep on you? We're napping. Napping's hard to do.
Yeah.
You have all the coffee?
I nap all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
You look like you're napping sometimes when you're awake.
Well, it's funny. A lot of people, their perception of this podcast is that it's like... And what's actually happened is I asked repeatedly, can we just do the podcast at 9 a.m.? Can we get it out of the way at 9 a.m.? There's a bunch of other shit to do. We can get it done at 9 a.m. And it is impossible to get Adam to adhere to that schedule for more than a week. It doesn't happen. It just won't happen.
Oh, so then you're sleepy.
This gets recorded in the afternoon every time. And I'm not an afternoon guy. I'm not. I've never been.
Did you record Come Down in the mornings?
No. Late at night or
late at night, you probably have a resurgence.
This because it's like doing stand-up. We would do it at night.
Night is the best. This time, the problem with this time is I'll come in here and it'll be 3, daylight outside, and when I leave, it'll be dark. Brutal.
Especially early on, too, because I still had a job. So we'd do it after work or something. And it was fun, you know, hang out with friends after work. You're 26.
Yeah.
You're making money for the first time in your life, you know?
Uh-huh.
Now you're old.
Now you're old.
Now you're fucking old and a loser.
3 p.m., you need a nap.
You're a loser, and you made some money, but you would have the same amount if you had just had a regular job for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
You'd probably have a family also.
Yeah, maybe a family.
Yeah. Instead of the HIV virus.
And whatever your neighbor's name is.
Yeah, so here's some of our favorite customer reviews. The best nicotine pouches I found. They feel and taste great. I couldn't be happier with my monthly subscription. There's another one. They're delicious and discreet. These pouches give me all-day focus. So thankful for Lucy for providing us a clean nicotine alternative. There's another one. The berry citrus is juicy as heck.
Ugh,
so much flavor
being
tossed around. It's like an orgasm in my mouth. So each one of these gets progressively more...
Juicy as heck.
Sexual. Yeah. Thank you, Lucy. You
weird to
so
say
juicy
as heck, but then also say orgasm.
Yeah,
juicy as heck, like a fucking pussy that I'm
right,
slamming
exactly.
my dick into.
It's super juicy, if you know what I mean. It makes me feel like I'm nutting inside of a woman's vagina. Call to action. Here we go. So let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co. And the M is missing. Why? Because
it's a corporation.
The melanoma is missing because you can't get cancer from, I don't know, lucy.co/TAFS and use promo code TAFS. You get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co and use code TAFS to get 20% off and always free shipping. You must read the below exactly as written. Okay. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and even and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. But yeah, I don't know. I like them. I've used them around the office when there's maybe some a little bit of work to do, some emails to send off, begging the bank for money to try and
support okay. your wife.
And we're back. We're back.
We're back. Pete, are you bouncing cameras back there?
He is.
Wow.
You know. It's a big weekend.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda 4.
No, it's tomorrow. 5. It's got to be 5. Is
no,
it 4?
It's 4. Yeah, it's Kung Fu Panda 4.
We're getting old.
Come on now. Jack Black, friend of the show.
Is he?
Sort of, I guess, kind of.
He listens to it?
He follows Adam.
Wow.
And then we DM'd him, and I don't think he may have responded to Adam. Nobody talks to me.
That's they can't.
Why?
Because you're not on you're locked in a kitty cat room.
Now I am.
Well.
But they don't know that.
You don't know? Is Kayla telling, what's her name?
Kyla.
Kyla, is she telling you what's up?
Do you think there's going to be more variations on the name? Like
Kayla, Kyla, yeah. Kyra.
Kira? What they've done with Caitlyn in the last 20 years.
It's crazy.
Some of them, like the fucking, like the wagon wheel families.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the Nicholas Sparks cover wagon wheel family. What they've done with Caitlyn.
Yeah, totally.
K-H-E-I-G-H-T-L-Y-O-U-N-N.
Well, what about Ashley? I was thinking about how Siri is very racist because when Ismail would call me, Ismail Lutfi, it would be like, if a girl named Ashley with like 12 G's would call, it'd be like, Ashley's calling. And Ismail would be like, is calling you. But it could say Ashley with 3 G's in it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Siri?
Who? Who's Ismail?
You know it. Whoa.
Who's Ismail?
See?
No, it's not.
Like if it calls, like if it's like, if my friend Ismail calls.
You need to unlock your iPhone
first. Christ. If you, shut up, you dumb slut. If Ismail calls, it's like, it can't say his name. It's like, Ismail is calling. But if
Siri does?
Yeah, it can't pronounce it. But if a woman named Ashley with 3 G's and an H and a Y calls, it's like, Ashley is calling.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I haven't had any kind of chance to test that out because I don't know a bunch of weird fucked up and I also don't have Siri announcing phone calls.
Yeah, I do.
Adam is the only one that calls me. He calls me 6 or 7 times a day.
Yeah.
And if I don't answer, he'll just start texting me question marks.
Oh yeah, you love the how about the question mark on the
and
thing
that's maybe 10% of the time does he actually have information that needs to be relayed. He'll call me.
10 is high. Ian? Wow.
What Ian does?
The information that I actually need to get from Ian. So what Ian does is he likes to do a debrief before I have to leave. So he'll do a full debrief and then I'll be like, all right, I'm getting an Uber. And he'll be like, all right, just to recap one more time. And I don't know if you've ever felt that level of suffocation before.
We got to get those two to team up.
That would be, it would be insane. Adam would tranquilize Ian immediately.
What do you mean?
When he was in here without you, he was ripping the chair apart.
I did not see any of that, but yes.
It was a babysitter type feeling.
Ian's been here multiple times when I haven't been here, and I've requested that he doesn't smoke in our studio.
Does he?
He does. He insists on smoking cigarettes in here.
It's a substitute teacher when Adam's here.
And it's not like a smell thing. It's like we've got a bunch of expensive equipment.
Yeah.
It's also like a fire hat. I don't want you smoking cigarettes in here. And he's decided that he can.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I've asked Adam. He's like, I tried to get him to stop, but he won't listen to me.
It is. When you're not here, it is like a substitute teacher. It is like they're rolling in the TV for the kids to watch a movie, and then you just Land Before Time.
We should just start airing the Land Before Time instead of doing the podcast.
I think so. How often? Are you doing this every week?
Twice a week.
No.
Still.
Twice a week?
Yeah.
Where does the other one go?
on patreon.com/TAFS. $5 a month.
I thought it was $25 a month.
$25 a month. For the low price of $25 a month. I'm still hoping. Like, you know what would be great?
Yeah, what do you want?
One subscriber. Just a rich, like a pig, a cartoon pig wearing a top hat.
Yeah.
Who pays us $250,000 a month.
What's the highest you have?
What?
What's the highest you have as a...
donation?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. I haven't checked in forever. I don't know.
So why aren't you shut? Why don't you shut it all down?
This can't last.
Why do you want it to keep? Why is it still going?
Because I need the money.
Okay.
This can't be. It can't hit 10 years. You know.
All you have to do is say racist stuff, and then it'll go up. You just have to do that. That's the whole trick.
I don't want it. It's not about it going up.
But you can skyrocket it up. Say the N-word. You'll get all of the.
It's
Patreon
fine.
Money you want.
It's fine. You know what? I'm very lucky. I got a nice life. I'm happy about it. I feel grateful. We got Kung Fu Panda 4 in the pipeline, coming out tomorrow.
Is your cat still alive?
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Can I say that you have a girlfriend?
Sure, yeah.
Did she name the cat yet?
No.
No woman can live with an unnamed cat.
The cat, like, you know, I don't know if you've spent a lot of time around that cat, but her personality doesn't warrant one name, I feel.
Okay.
You know, other cats, I have no problem you give them a name, but she's kind of just so nebulous in her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like a little rat. Like, she's ratty and, like, sneaky, but also dumb. And it's like, you know, it's like her personality.
So you have a million names for her. You're not just calling her cat.
No, yeah, okay. Right, yeah.
All right, that's good.
The cat, yeah, there's just, it's, mostly I look at the cat and I go, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Who the hell do you think you are?
What a crazy life if you did the John Malkovich's body tube and woke up and you were Nick Mullen's cat. Wow.
But the reality is the cat doesn't think anything. It's sitting there, and it's just, there's nothing. It's just drooling.
Yeah. Oh, you have a drooling cat where you pet it and it drools.
Well, she doesn't have any teeth.
Really?
Yeah, she's never had any. When I first got the cat, I took it to the vet, and they removed. What? That's disgusting.
Sorry.
No.
I'm just trying to get your numbers up here. Is that so you can fuck your cat's face?
I hate this business.
I know, dude. I know. It's really fucked up.
Yeah, I
realized the other day when Joe List had Sam Harris on his podcast, and I was like, I can't do this. I can't be in this basement. I can't have the slide whistles. I can't. I flipped out. I had a nervous breakdown. Somebody yelled in the audience, Mary Ian, and I flipped out at them.
Mary
Ian. Oh, no, he goes.
Oh,
goes,
my God, dude. Can you imagine how fucking awful that
is? Do you know how often
be?
I get that?
Can you imagine how fucking awful of a life that
for both him and I. For both him
for
and
everyone.
I. Yeah, for
everyone. Fucking, I would be, even if I had forgotten about
your
you
cat
guys, 20 years from now, let's say I get lucky, right?
Yeah.
Somehow, $20 million windfall, and then I just walk away. No one ever hears from me again. I'm living in Woodstock. I got a house, I got a home gym, I got a little studio, maybe I'm into painting, I don't know, I have my projects, I take care of animals.
Ceramics.
I got nothing. Now, I have no public involvement whatsoever. And I'm 55 years old. And then I'm like, oh, right. Oh, God, they just live together and they have to podcast. They wake up in the same bed.
That's all people want.
Dude.
They yell that out at me.
I might literally throw up at the idea.
Do you know, I ran into a woman today and said, where do you and Ian live? And I was like, don't do this. And she's like, what? And I was like, you know. Don't do this.
Mary Ian. That's so disgusting. That's worse than implying I fuck my cat's mouth.
I think so. I mean, I know. That's why I had a nervous breakdown and was like, I can't do it. Not because, but because I was getting people yelling stuff out like that or yelling stuff out like,
I don't even
stop
want to think about you and Ian like holding hands.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah.
That I'm glad that you feel that way because a lot of people are like, come on. Come
no,
on.
Shut up. That's such a distorted view of the world. Because you and Ian are people that are brought together by economic necessity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it's a commentary on just how badly this experiment of how we've structured society has fucked up.
Right.
But now there's two people that can barely pay their rent.
You know, yeah.
In a city that's just this bloated nightmare.
Yeah.
By having mental illness at each other.
Right.
And then you see that and you're like,
together forever.
That's love.
Yeah.
You know, that's the human emotion, love.
I think it's just that there's turmoil and people have turmoil in their, they hate their spouse. So they see me and Ian screaming at each other and they're like, see, honey, that is love. They're on the TV.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
No, it needs to be. I think the Indians figured it out. It was arranged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, it is arranged. I talked to an Indian lady about this, and she was like, it's the best. I just have to spend my life figuring out how to love my husband as opposed to figuring out how to love a million other people, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Just one guy, you're like, all right, let's make it work.
Yeah.
I mean, I went on a date recently with a guy. First of all, the autism is out of control out there. Out of control on the dating apps. They're all autistic.
I don't, because that's the thing is like, and I don't think I've ever, maybe I've joked about it once or twice, but like there's people that'll seriously treat me like I'm autistic.
And no. It's
like, I'm not autistic.
People are like, yeah. Like,
I'm not even, yeah. It's just, I mean.
You talk like that with the breath?
No, I'm just like, I'm just not particularly charismatic. I'm not autistic. I'm just, maybe I'm a little bit rude. But there's nothing autistic about me. And now it's become a thing where people were ironically leaning into being autistic to now I feel like everyone just thinks they actually have autism.
But that's the problem.
And girls do it now, too.
Because now real autistic people are coming out into the world because, you know, hot guys are like, I'm autistic. And they're like, me too. And then those guys are being like, I'm a person. And they're getting on the dating apps. And then you have to go out with them. And they're actually, like, autistic, you know,
picking their nose and eating.
Yeah.
But Adam does that, and he's not.
That's
like,
insane.
He picks his nose and eats it, and then, but he's not, I wouldn't say he's autistic.
No, he's not autistic.
He probably has better social skills than most comedians.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has non-comic friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're not autistic, you're just, your brain is moving too fast so that when somebody's talking to you, you just have to check out because there's 1,000 things.
No, I'm just a rude person.
No way. I've said things and you have a rebuttal for it before I've even finished the sentence. The gears are going very, very quickly.
I'm just yes-anding. I don't think I'm rebutting.
No.
Dude, I'm just imagining you and Ian as the...
Don't.
As the, like, in Beetlejuice when they see themselves dead in the wedding. And the fucking...
And they're like, oh! Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Together forever.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it feels.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it's as revolting as the idea of imagine letting the dishes just sit. Imagine you made your own, like, French onion soup and then fucking, like, let the pot soak.
Yeah.
And then left the sponge in the sink soaking that up. And then
put
the sponge in your mouth and like sucked all of the dishwater out.
Yeah.
That's the same, that viscerally.
My sister made me drink a cup of dish drain gunk after watching the dishes. I drank it. I was a fat fuck. She was like, it's chocolate milk. Look, drank it.
Oh.
Yeah. It was really bad. The smell of sponge, I think, might be my least favorite. I think that's, besides that and Subway, I think, not like Subway, the sandwich place. I think those are the two worst smells in the world. Sponge, Subway.
I was just recently telling somebody a story about being in a movie theater one time that I guess was right next to a Subway sandwich place. And so you could smell Subway the entire...
What is that smell? Sweet meat?
I don't know. Yeast, maybe?
It's not yeast. They don't use yeast. That's packing material.
No, they have to... I think the bread comes, like, and it needs to be proofed.
Really?
Doing, yeah. It looks like a turd. You ever see it? They got trays of it in the back. And they're like, look, it's fresh. And it's like, I don't want fresh.
Yeah.
Give me old.
It's bad.
Yeah.
But there's something about it. There's a it's like a 99-cent city smell. It's like plastic being burnt slightly. It's bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is, I agree. And that's not to say, I love Ian, but us being together makes me feel so alienated from everybody on the planet that one person would be like, you guys should get married. You know what I mean?
It's such a poor read, too,
on,
like, what a dynamic is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like...
It's just man, woman, gay. That's
right. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah, right. Today's episode is also brought to you by MyBookie. Our good friends at MyBookie, we've been doing business with them for years. Thank you, MyBookie, for your continued support of the Adam Friedland Show. Can this just be on PBS? Can I just get money from PBS and we could have a PBS show and I don't have to deal with, like, it could just be, that's what I want. And then it's just, we'll dim the lights a little bit more. I'll talk quieter. I'll still say all the stuff, but I'll talk quieter.
How much money do you need? You don't need that much money.
How much money do I need?
Yeah.
There's an exact number and I can tell you after.
Really?
To know that I won't end up like that, the people I care about are taken care of, and I am too.
An exact number.
Yes.
That you're trying to get to, and then you'll go to Woodstock.
I'm 10 years away from it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You gotta do something.
I know.
How do you expedite that?
I don't know, but I think everybody can feel it. There's a moment right now. This is a do or die year for everybody, not just me.
Yeah.
You at home, if you work at Taco Bell.
JFL went under?
Yes. Which, good. And you know why it went under?
Why?
Because they fucking blew all the money, like, catering to the Quebecois.
How?
Because every fucking year at JFL, they have to blow all these resources on, like, because all these French fucking idiots are like, where is the mam? We need to have a mam show. Have you ever seen any
the
of
the... what?
Their local shows that they have to fucking put on. They have to, like, they have to cater to the...
But what's a mam?
A mime.
Oh, where is the mime?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the giant parties.
The
and
local,
stuff
the little... French Canadians have such like a dog shit idea of entertainment. And then they put on.
Do you
on
think
the...
they think they're really French? Like French?
They do, yeah. I mean, it's like their own culture. But like if you look at the shows they put on, I mean, it literally is. It's like a half naked clown walking on a tightrope.
Oh, wow.
It's bullshit. It's garbage.
JFL does that?
Yes, they have to do that stuff. And my theory is, I don't know anything about the financials, but they blew too much money on that.
On the mimes.
Yeah, on mimes. On catering to their version of Cajun people.
I don't know what they did. I don't know how you could lose money. I mean, you have, I don't know, there's literally a festival that like some retard
Well, they're certainly
runs.
Not paying the comedians. I mean, that's
That's not, what I mean. Yeah. They don't pay them. Mm-hmm. I got bed bugs the 1 year I was there.
Yeah.
It's like, it's dog shit. And also it's like, everybody will do it because they want the credit. So then where is the money going?
That was the year I did it was probably, I think, the worst year ever.
Also, you can't fire Jeff Singer and then immediately go out of business. That's so fucked up.
It is funny.
You can't be like, this guy's a rapist, racist, or whatever the fuck he was, and mm-hmm. then just immediately plummet. Mm-hmm. That sucks.
Yeah, he was holding it. He was holding the whole operation.
Holding it all under his little fedora. Yeah.
What's he doing now?
No idea.
I always thought he was a nice guy. It's a shame he raped all those people.
I know.
What happened exactly?
No idea.
Did he do that?
I thought he said the N-word.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But he did call me when I got into JFL and did this. He was like, hey, I just want you to know, like, we're going to keep our eye on you. Like, we think you're really good, and we're going to keep our eye on you. And I was like, oh, fuck. And he was like, because you're coming to JFL. And I almost was like, I don't want to do this.
Did, like, the American Idol commercial break?
Yeah, it was crazy. Yes, yeah. It almost made me
You know what's funny? You know who loves doing that?
Who?
Is like loser guys that turn like they're in their late 50s and then they start thinking they can trick people into assuming they were in the military. They don't even have the confidence to like steal valor. They'll just like wear a hat for a ship.
You know
The guys, or they'll use the NATO alphabet. Like, they'll just use the NATO alphabet and then hope that you're like, oh, this guy was
Have you seen this?
What?
Where have you seen this?
Seen these guys?
Yeah.
I used to be exposed to them all the time.
Really?
Yeah. I knew one when I worked at a car dealership, but they love doing, and they do it in restaurants.
I'm going to be honest, even if I see somebody with military time, I'm upset. I don't believe you.
Yeah, no. So this guy, they're old guys that have always been losers, and then, like, they're old enough that no one can tell. They're like, oh, I can just make people assume that I used to be an athlete or I was in the Navy. They have no idea that I was a guy that like collected bugs, you know, until he was like 40. You know, so they'll grow a mustache or something. They're like, they'll read a Tom Clancy book. They'll carry the Tom Clancy book around. And then you're like, does that man know how to read? And it's upside down.
What about and the stolen valor of the Southern guys, the mullets and the
Well,
the
let me tell you,
okay.
These guys, what they'll do is they'll go to a restaurant and then they'll do like, they'll like tell the waiter, they're like, I would like to see the manager, please. And then the manager, then they'll be like, oh, fuck, I'm in trouble. And the manager will come out and be like, I want you to know that this young man gave me the best service that I've had. And they, like, want to have, they want to, like, they always, they love doing that kind of, you know.
This?
The real, yeah. They love the surprise. So it's actually
amazing
job.
Wow, you know, like, you're right. I do know what you're talking about.
Like,
yes.
Because they think they're, like, they just want to surprise somebody.
Yeah.
And there's something, like, so sweet about it that, like, they, like, because they wouldn't get enough attention just leaving a nice tip, and they probably also don't have the resources to do it, that they're like, if I make this guy think that I'm mad, but then actually that he's the best, then that'll be...
What is that? Hey, boy, get the fuck out of here. What is this? Now, that's a damn nice truck, boy. It's like that.
I don't know. It's people that have, like... They learned emotions from, American Idol, basically. I don't know. I don't know what causes it. It's just a desire to have some kind of importance.
But sometimes you think, like,
but not in a sinister way, you know? It's just
A guy came up to me in Lowe's today and was
by
like...
By the way, sorry, mybookie.ag, this episode brought to you by mybookie.ag. And we've got a big weekend coming up because it's UFC 299. Not UFC 300, that would be a little bit more exciting. But it's UFC 299, it's O'Malley versus Vera 2. So I don't know what happened to Vera 1, but O'Malley versus, we got an Irish versus Vera, what is that, a woman's name? I guess it's his wife that he beats up.
Is it 2 like this, or is it like Netanyahu?
Vera 2.
Netanyahu.
Yeah, no, it's not what his name is.
What?
It's not like not the name you're trying to think of. Yeah, so
who am I thinking? Nosferatu? What is the
word? Nosferatu.
Yeah.
No, it's Vera and then the number 2.
It's not.
Which I'm assuming is it's a rematch of O'Malley versus Vera. With UFC 299 pay-per-view on tap this weekend, it's time to put your money where your mouth is. So it's time to put your money on some guy's cock.
The name that you're thinking
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not something else.
It's not an incorrect thing. Anyway, sign up now for a host of boosted bets and exclusive money bag props that let you grab A-tier fighters at incredible odds. UFC 299 is the perfect opportunity to cash in on your fight knowledge at MyBookie. You know, you asked me, like, have I felt better since quitting the vegan thing? And I think I was having a lot of trouble speaking. I think I did give myself like a vitamin B deficiency.
Oh.
And now that's gone. I'm not like tripping over. I was worried about it. I thought I had like a neurological problem. I'd be like,
you seemed more sleepy, but I'm trying to chill on
me. I'm definitely sleepier, but I think that's just being 35. Also too, I was doing better. And then I got the gum surgery, and then I like gave myself like a week to just be in recovery.
Yeah.
And then I found out it failed like 10 days after, and then I just sat in bed crying. I was depressed about it. And then I just like I haven't been moving. So if I'm like sleepier in the last month, it's just inertia from like sort of checking out.
Are you going to Equinox?
No.
No.
I do not have an Equinox membership. I have a Lifetime membership. Which, by the way, it's funny. I feel like I've run into more often in public saunas, have people be like, hey, I'm sorry, are you the guy from the Cumtown podcast? And I'm just sitting there in a
towel. Than anywhere else?
Yeah, more in saunas. And I'm like, wow, yes, I am, actually.
Wow.
It's nice. That feels like that's the perfect place for it because there's something like ancient about it.
You know,
like the old like kind of public forum was...
Yeah.
Was just being in a bathhouse.
And your dick and balls are just out, and you're like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I go to Lifetime.
What?
And Lifetime Fitness, 90% of the time. Because, I go all over. I'm a world traveler.
Yeah.
You know, so I go all over, and I'll hit the Lifetime in whatever town I'm in. And 90% of the time, the sauna is just in the gender-respective locker room. You know, it's in the locker room.
Ooh, but sometimes?
Sometimes it's in the pool area. They'll have lap swimming, and it'll be in the pool area. And I get ready to go to the sauna, and so I take all my clothes off, and I put the towel on, and then I'll, like, follow the signs for the sauna. And then some of the time, you're just nude. wearing a very, like a towel.
Yeah, the tiny towel.
And then you're like, okay, well, I guess now I'm just walking through, and then I'm out in the public sauna, and it's like families wearing, dressed like this, sitting in the sauna, and then I'm like, hey, how's it going?
They have like the big leaves that they're slapping each other with.
I wish, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Who does that, Filipinos?
The bathhouses.
Yeah. So my bookie, and with the bantamweight strap on the line in Saturday night's main event, you can stream and bet on it right from the sports book, giving you the advantage until the final bell rings. So cash out and win or let it ride with MyBookie, baby. If you're looking for a little excitement before the fights begin, experience the thrill of MyBookie's brand new and improved casino floor, featuring over 500 new games and progressive jackpots waiting to be won. Bet and play absolutely anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. And if you go now and use promo code TAFS, somewhere on the website, I imagine that they will either match your deposit or do something that is unfortunately not listed on this updated copy. But wherever you can put in TAFS, I don't think it matters. I think if you find a place to do that, there's some kind of promotion. Otherwise, go to MyBookie. You know, we've been doing business with them for years, so I don't even know why. I don't even understand what the fuck the point of promo codes is. It's for tracking.
I've tried using our promo code on a million things. Nothing happens. It never happens.
You know what's nice? I finally, like, because I still get emails, I finally hit a number of Instagram followers, which is not a lot. It's only like 175,000. Where I just get offered free shit all the time.
Yeah, I just said yes to a load of peanut butter. Send
I got
it.
Offered a free trip to Costa Rica.
Okay.
Like a whole fucking week in
like,
Costa Rica.
Like, I got peanut butter.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good deal. I mean, I probably shouldn't even, like, but they're like, come to Costa Rica. It's for, like, an animal shelter.
And do what?
They're like you have to post content that's like positive about the animal shelter. And it's like, did you kill a bunch of animals? Like, why do you need this? You know?
Why you?
Yeah, why me? And then also, like, why, like, what is an animal shelter? Like, they're like, we gotta be famous. I guess they need donations. And then, but I have no idea.
I think they just have some person that's reaching out to a bunch of people.
I guess.
I got.
They could have just asked me for money. I probably would have given it to them. But now I'm like, these hotel beds.
Don't be giving money away. You have no money.
What?
You have no money. You have to save it.
That's tax deductible.
Oh.
You got to max out those charitable contributions. See, the big problem is I don't really understand. My thinking is always, how do we get the deductions up and my reportable income down? So I'm spending basically.
I write off every tattoo, every sweater, every sock.
You probably don't want to say that publicly.
Really?
Yeah. Because I guarantee you, there is not a single circumstance in which tattoos are a deductible expense.
They show on stage.
Yeah, even
they
then.
They like them.
Even then, even like the wardrobe stuff, it would have to be, it's like, yeah, it's like, I think the wardrobe has to be,
if
like,
I didn't go on stage, I would wear nothing. I would wear what you're wearing.
I know, but you would have to be like, it would have to be like you're playing a woman, like a woman called White Sweater Woman.
I'm playing, I have to be in public, which I would never be without.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, this is all based on shit somebody told, like a comic told me in a green room when I was 20, where they're like, no gym memberships, no clothes, no haircuts, no groceries. Those are like the four.
I don't write off groceries. Uber rides entirely.
Uber rides for sure. But you're always doing, you know, like, I mean, I got to take an Uber here. This is work. So.
Yeah.
And I don't have to. In fact, these days I take the train more than anything.
I like the
train. I've gotten back into the train.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's nice.
I was doing only Ubers. It got crazy, I think, for a minute.
What, Ubers?
The train. I think that was why we all mellowed out. It was getting a little annoying. Like, there'd just be some guy just like, like on your face. And you're like, come on,
I've never been bothered by the people on the train. The train is annoying because the schedules get fucked up. And you don't, like, sometimes, in the last 10 years, I've had multiple periods of, and back before I made money, when I was done with the train, when I'm like, I'm not taking the train anymore, I'd just fucking walk.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I would go to Stand Up New York, to do like what, like Kurt's podcast or something, and I would just walk from Chinatown. I'd be like, okay, the podcast is at 7, so it's, I should probably leave by 3:45.
That's, you know, the best.
And then yeah, I would just walk 100 blocks.
Yeah, I used to do that from Brooklyn into the city to spots.
Because
out of depression.
I got fucked over. Like the first time, it was like when I was brand new to the city. I got a check spot at Stand Up New York, and I was like, oh, that's important. That's like a good club, and I left like 2 hours early. And I sat waiting at the Delancey in Essex. I mean, and then it turns into pandemonium because the train doesn't show up. And then there's no information. And then people are like, should I keep waiting? And then you end up waiting. You wait 30 minutes. 30 minutes is pretty much the cutoff. And then you'll go to another station. It ended up taking 3.5 hours to get there.
Yeah.
From Chinatown. And then I missed the spot because of the fucking trains. But that still happens. Sometimes the train will just really fuck you in the ass.
Well, I think now it's just, I mean, eventually you just get to a point where you're just the late person. But when I first moved here, I think I was late for every single job I ever had because of the train. And it just is 100%. And now you just go to the train 15 minutes early.
It's also crazy, too, when you're like, you move here and you're like a young comic and you go do like mics and then you go home and how long the train takes at like 2 a.m.
From the creek in the cave, from all the way
from the creek in the cave to like Bed-Stuy.
It's, yeah, that is the exact.
Yeah. That would take forever.
So fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, I would mostly just hang out at the. That's why I stopped taking the train back then. I would just go to Chinatown. I think we have to wrap this up because I drank too much water and I'm about to piss myself.
Okay.
But catch Jordan this weekend in Boston at Laugh Boston.
I watched your special. Was with my mother.
Uh huh.
And we were losing our minds in my bed, giggling like schoolgirls.
Oh.
My
okay.
mom.
That's cool.
She's very mean.
Shout out, mom.
She watches it and she's like, this is gay.
Oh, she said it was gay?
No, this, well, yours she loved.
Jordan's mom? Oh.
Yours she loved, but everything else she hates.
Okay, yeah. Dan Soder's special. Caroline Picard, the Cajun Queen. Catch her. Let's gas Caroline up as much as possible. Any 75-year-old doing anything, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I watched 80 for Brady the other night. I hate Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And not because I'm like a Republican or anything. It's just like something about him just sucks. And then I realized I'm just being ageist. You know, because I watched 80 for Brady. I'm like, oh, this is what's going on in his mind.
What's 80 for Brady?
The movie about the 4 80-year-old women that want to fuck Tom Brady. And then one of them thinks she has cancer. So she's like, well, I have to spend all of our money to go see the Super Bowl.
Wait, is it real or is it fake?
It's based on a true story about 4 women who are over 80 that watch the Patriots, but they didn't fucking ever go to the Super Bowl. It was like a local news story about like, look at these old ass women watching the TV and they're like, they love the Patriots.
And they made a feature.
They had a group called Over 80 for Brady. And then Tom Brady, when he was going to retire, he produced this movie. I don't know if he was the one that optioned it and turned it into a screenplay, but it came out like, what, 2 years ago?
Pete, Tom Brady produced his own movie about old people wanting to fuck him?
Yes.
That's insane.
Well, it was funny. I was watching it. I was watching it with my girlfriend, and she was completely unreceptive to this argument. Sometimes I forget that I'm not podcasting when I'm sitting
there. Yeah.
But it's like, imagine a movie called Horny for Taylor, and it's for 85-year-old men that are like, we only have one chance left to get pussy off Taylor Swift. And they all sit around watching Taylor Swift and they're
jerking
like,
off.
They're like, look how good her titties look.
Oh, it's like,
and it's supposed to be heartwarming. Imagine that.
It's heartwarming?
It's heartwarming. I mean, I teared up.
No, you did not.
No, I did, yeah.
At what part?
Dude, I feel like the gum surgery like broke the dam has been like loosened. Because I hadn't cried since Fast and Furious 6. That was like 10 years ago.
What is going on, Fast and Furious 6?
Well, Paul Walker died in real life. And at the end of the movie, he's like, I swear if I see you again. You know, the song's playing and they're driving and then the cars go different ways. And like Vin Diesel drives into the next movie and Paul Walker drives to heaven. They put his face on, they like photoshopped his face on like a different guy. It's like not even, it's like, goodbye, dude.
And you're just sobbing for the first time in 20 years.
I cried in the theater. I was like 25 at the time and I hadn't cried. You know, and I had like family members die, friends die, and I tried. And it wouldn't happen. And then just that week with the gum surgery and stuff because it was like I feel like.
And 80-year-olds being like, we're gonna go gang bang.
Well, I feel like I've been backed up because what happened? I think when I was 26, things started to change. Things started to take off, and then because my perspective at the time is I'd been in comedy for 10 years and I did the things you're supposed to do. And when I moved to New York feeling like I already failed at comedy. I kind of just wanted to live in New York. And then like there would be little things here and there, but like when Cometown started to take off, I like tensed up because it's like, okay, I got to hold on to this.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think that and then, you know, other things like becoming a public figure, that's weird. And then you just, like, I feel like I became, like, very emotionally reserved. And then, yeah, just having, like, the week off and getting the gum surgery, it was, like, the first time I, like, because I haven't had a physical in a decade. I hadn't got my teeth cleaned in, like, 4 years.
I think it's that you have a girlfriend that you like who's cool.
Well, somebody that, like, yeah, to, like, just be vulnerable and then somebody, like, because, I mean, I've been in other relationships. I mean, certainly, like, having support, I guess.
I did not think I was going to like her. And then she walked up to me and I took a bite of a tiny mini candy and I was like eating it. And she was like looking at it like this. And I was like, do you want the other half? And she was like, yeah, can I? And I was like, 100%. And I was like, okay, I'm all in on this girl.
But anyways, yeah, no, I did tear up at the part in 80 for Brady where you think that Lily Tomlin has cancer, but this is the bullshit. First of all, fuck this movie. It's funny, whatever. I don't want to shit on it too hard because it is good as a movie.
Nobody is gonna come morally, after you for shitting on it. Nobody will see it.
I don't know who wrote it. Morally, it could be a friend. I don't know.
Tom Brady. It sounds like.
Yeah. Well, but morally, it's like it's these creepy old women that want to fuck somebody a quarter of their age.
Yeah.
Like Tom Brady is basically a child.
Yeah.
And if we're like all things equal, Tom Brady as a, what is he, 38? What do you got to be? Something like that.
40.
40 years old. Okay. That you think that's an adult, but these women are 80, right?
Right.
So they're basically Subway Jared in this situation.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
And then the movie, I mean, it is a comedy, but like all that's happening the entire time is they go to the Super Bowl and they're surprising everyone because they're just better at everything than everyone. Like one of them is like, oh, she eats edibles and then winds up in a poker game with Patton Oswalt and Guy Fieri and stuff. And she's in this poker game and she's just like, oh, she's beat. They don't think she's going to win, but she's beating all of them at poker. She's the best at poker. And then there's a game where you throw a football and the other old lady is like beating this like athletic, young man. And then there's a hot wings eating contest and Sally Field is, oh, she's eating the hot wings. Nobody else can eat the hot wings except her. It's just like.
Sally Field, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is devastating.
So that's the same idea over and over again. It's like people are this 80-year-old woman can't do anything. It's like, oh, she's the best at the monster truck rally that we have. She's the best. And then eventually they go into the coordinator's box or whatever, and then they're like calling the plays themselves, and they're the reason that they won the Super Bowl in 2017 is the Patriots.
And one of them has cancer, but she doesn't really.
She doesn't even have cancer. That's the premise of the movie. Is like they're like it starts off. First of all, it's like the first 15, like the whole first act occurs in just a living room.
Okay.
And they keep jumping back and forth in time because they were like, let's just bang this all out in one day.
Yeah.
Right? So we'll do a couple of costume changes. But so they're sitting there and, it starts off, they're already watching the Patriots. And it's like, how did this start? And it was like, it was 10 years ago. I was finishing up my chemotherapy and the TV got stuck and they couldn't like change the channel. The remote stopped working. And they're like, oh, football, turn it off. We need to watch a woman getting murdered.
You know,
like whatever they needed to see. And then Tom Brady comes on the TV and they're like, oh, let's suck his penis. You know, and then they're just lusting after him. And then they get into football from the lusting, you know.
Okay.
And then so this is 10 years later. And then they're watching it, and then there's like a contest to win tickets to the Super Bowl, and like Lily Tomlin plays the one who had cancer. She's like, "What if we went to the Super Bowl?" And then she buys tickets, and then there's a contest, but she buys the tickets and tells her friends she won the tickets. Unbeknownst to them, she's gotten more like tests done, more medical screening, and she got a letter from the oncology like center.
I'm like enthralled. I'm like.
Yeah.
And then what?
She got a letter from the oncology center, and they've been trying to call her, but she doesn't want to pick up the phone because it could be bad.
Tom Brady.
It could be bad news.
Oh.
So she won't open the letter from the oncology center. She hasn't told her friends, and so then like you know you kind of get the sense that like they present you with the idea that this woman knows her cancer has returned. She's gonna die. She can't go through the chemo again. She just wants to take her friends out for one kind of like last hurrah memorable experience. That's very sweet. But then you watch all this, and then eventually they're like, why wouldn't you just open the letter? She's like, I'm worried it'd be something bad, and I don't know. And they're like, and at this point they've lost the tickets, and they got to find the tickets again. And then they finally get in, and they're in the skybox, and then they're the reason that they win the Super Bowl. And then at the end, it's like, oh, and she doesn't even have cancer. And it's like, well, no, now you have to die. Because,
yeah.
Like, all...
You fucked a kid.
Even cancer aside... You're 85 years old. You've already gotten more.
It's time to die. You have to die. I'm not watching a movie about old people.
More than most people. You've
taken more. Does one of them die? One of them dies. In the...
No. None of them die. Sally Field, her character is married. Her character is married to Bob Balaban in the movie. And then they're like, oh, look how boring Bob Balaban is. Meanwhile... She's 75 years old. You know, it's like...
Likely her husband would be dead.
Yeah, well, yeah. Because he's like, can you give me notes on my paper that I wrote or whatever? He wants notes, and she's like, I don't have time for this, you know?
Meanwhile, her husband is a fully functioning 80-year-old just writing books.
Right, so she won't give him notes on the book. She goes, and then she's like trying to cheat on him.
They're with like, Tom Brady?
It's kind of like she wants to get better at flirting, I guess. It's like it's a way to get this joke in there about like negging or something. I don't know. At a certain point, something happened. Either someone called or I had diarrhea, but I left. I went to the bathroom and I missed a chunk of it. But they're in an Uber ride. And she's like, I never got a chance to flirt. And then she tries hitting on the Uber driver. She's like, oh, you have a nice head. She says that to him.
You have a nice head. Imagine if you tried to do this with me with the movie Face Off.
Would describe the movie Face Off?
Verbatim.
Well, Face Off is a masterpiece.
It really is.
Yeah.
You told me about it and I watched it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I don't remember that. Yeah, I love Face Off. And then I rewatched.
You remember what the joke was that the old lady said in the Uber, but you can't remember...
Conversations I've had.
Oh, I thought you meant you don't remember the movie Face Off.
No, I remember the movie Face Off. I don't remember any podcast I've ever done ever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a blur.
But you can picture movies.
Of course.
Start to finish.
Because it's a story. It's not just some stupid fucking conversation I'm forced to have.
Yeah. What do you... I'll ask you off the pod.
What?
Well... I was.
And then thanks, guys. Thanks for joining us this week. I have to piss so bad.
Okay, go.
And my weekend recommendation, 80 for Brady. Nice double feature, 80 for Brady, and then a bunch of Caroline Picard clips.
Subscribe to my YouTube for the death chunk.
And I'll say this. It's sort of a palate cleanser for Joe Biden. Everyone hates Joe Biden. He's making old people look bad. But you can...
He's not that... Did you see The Golden Bachelor, that guy?
No, what is that?
They chose an old ass bachelor, and he is 100% autistic. He's just teeth and being like, I want love.
I've never really watched a bachelor, and I'm not like I'm not watching the bachelor. I'm not doing that. I've been to like bachelor parties where people watch the bachelor, and I sit there and I try to watch it. I genuinely do not get the appeal. And it's like, I mean, people are like, oh, it's easy to get into, you can have people over, but why The Bachelor? Why not Guy's Grocery Games? Why not any reality show? What is it about The Bachelor that
makes
it...
Because it's a competition with a bunch of insane people, and at the end they are forced to get married.
Why not Guy's Grocery Games? It's the same exact thing.
It's not the same thing. One is like forever and it's this fake thing and then the girls get in fights. I used to be against it, but then I watched it with the roommates and you get into it, you get attached to one character.
I watched an episode the other night and it's like, if you told me this aired in 2003, I wouldn't know. It's just a guy being like, yeah, when we had sandwiches the other day, I was like, you know, this is like probably the best, it's like one of the most amazing afternoons of my entire life.
Yeah, but then they kiss, and it's this insane kiss where one of them is biting the other one's tongue, and they don't know how to do it, and you're like, oh, that's...
I'm so glad you said that, because I was, like, really feeling that also, that it was also... What were we talking about? Have you had sandwiches?
I like when, in the middle of the bachelor, they cut to an animal just, like,
even the events are dating. Like, I just watched, they did, like, axe throwing. Is that even a thing anymore? I feel like the entire middle of the country...
It's the bonton. The whole show is the bonton.
The entire middle of the country is just a wasteland of empty craft breweries and shut down axe-throwing places.
Yeah, places like called Wedge and Spackle or whatever.
Right. And then every town, it's all just homeless people and one guy who has a Tesla.
Yeah.
There's a guy that goes around with the Tesla, like Mad Max.
I hate Teslas. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
I
they
hate
won,
those.
I guess.
Did they? Elon, I think they won.
Elon won, dude.
Every time I have to push that button to get out, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. I hate the way that makes me feel. I get hostile immediately.
Yeah.
The stupid button that says this is how the door opens. Just have a door. Just have a handle.
I don't know. Anytime the Uber.
But
comes.
Now I sound like the woman with the road ear phone. Where I'm like, yeah, yeah. You can't even.
A Tesla? Fuck you, bitch.
I'm going to push a button. You want me to push a button?
Try taking the dog sled to fucking church, asshole. Fucking bullshit, Tesla. Tesla, I wipe my fucking ass with it, motherfucker. I mean, it's literally.
You said dog sled, but you said dog for so long.
Yeah. Dog sled. I mean, that's like, that, to be fair, that is 90% of a certain era of Texas comedy. It's saying like, bullshit.
Maybe that's why black comics are like, I can do an hour and a half because they're just, and you think I'm, is their syllables are just drawn out. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah. It's hot. I got a hot, well, they all kind of, it's like Ron White started it. Ron White was the first guy.
Ron White, the other day, did you see the thing where he was like, I feel bad, but he was like, my mom just died. She was 69 years old.
What? What?
What he looks like.
How is that possible?
He looks like 106. I know, I sent it to my friend and I was like, so he was like negative 20 when he... I think he just missed, he was must have been wasted. He was like, she was 69 years old, so just wanted to let you guys know. I watched it, I was like, this is a bit. I look at all the comments, everybody's like, my condolences. One person's like, what? And then everybody else attacks them, like, just shut the fuck up. It was crazy. He looks 109 in the video. She was 69 years old.
No, but that, he can't possibly be...
He is like 60.
Yeah, it doesn't. He's got to be 60 years old. There's no way.
He just misspoke, I think.
What was he trying to say? My mom didn't die. I don't know.
That was what. I was,
yeah.
You have to watch it because he's like in the camera, like he's telling a secret. Uh-huh. Like he's like, I just want you guys to know, my mom died last night, 69 years old. So. Just thought you guys would want to know that. Which, why would everybody want to know that? But the 69, he didn't look at it back at all, and it was crazy.
Poor guy, that's gotta suck. Because you would think, like, when you're younger, you're like, oh, I hope my parents don't, like, die when you're young. And which is tragic, but, like...
When you're old, it's
no matter what, it's always gonna suck when your parents die. But now you're just disgusting also. Your body, you're old and gross. You know what
I
mean?
Know. Now you almost look like now you're a bad person for not putting your mom down earlier.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks for joining us. We will be back next week with a special guest.
Me.
No, I'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Adam's going to be gone, so I'm going to do it without telling him on
Saturday.
I'm
going to find you that video, probably. Okay.
All right, thanks everybody. If I said anything bad or weird, I'm sorry. Please don't harass any of the people that I mentioned. Please just enjoy this as a podcast and then go about your day. Please don't think anything more of it. Please maybe at most either say, well, that's not really funny, and then turn it off, or chuckle a little bit, but then move on. Just move on, please. Thank you.